Nice to have you with us on 101.9 and 1450, and it's always a pleasure to have a chance to talk to Brian Stewart, who joins us. Brian in the area for a couple days. You're probably glad to get a couple days away from the course, Brian.
It was nice. Last week I didn't do too much, and then this week I'm going to ramp up the practice again and get ready to go for these next four tournaments.
Tough watching those playoffs start?
A little bit. I think it's a little disappointing for sure, but I guess you got to look at some of the positives. I don't feel like I played my best at all this year, and I was really close to making it, so I guess I got to look at it like that.
How would you describe your year, Brian?
Kind of frustrating. I felt like I played well, just didn't get the results that I needed, and I just felt like I had a tough time scoring all year. So that was kind of the it was a battle all year long. Felt like I was right there on the cut line all year. It was frustrating, I guess.
Yeah, it was. Is it fair to say you just had a hard time putting four rounds together?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. I would play a couple good rounds and then not have a great weekend, or play mediocre and then play a couple good ones on the weekend. It was just kind of one of those. Just felt like all year long I just couldn't score for 4 days straight. You're right.
That's the secret, isn't it? Really, because all these guys out here have the talent to go low, but to go low 4 days or get that four or five under par for 4 days is tough.
Yeah, it is tough. I think I felt like the difference this year was I just didn't get the high finish in a tournament, which really propels you up the money list and the FedEx Cup list. So I think that was a difference. Had a lot of just kind of mediocre finishes.
Yeah, just one top 10, that's disappointing.
Yep, for sure.
You had a couple great stats, though. Driving accuracy, you're one of the best on the tour. And your putting picked up this year, didn't it?
Yeah, I felt like exactly that. I felt like I was driving it well all year, and my putting was good. I just didn't have the consistency with my irons that I needed.
Uh-huh. So now you're ranked 139. What's the plan now to make sure you have your card for next year, Brian?
I got to go play in these the four web.com tour finals events, which are 1 through 75 of the web.com and 125 through 200 on the PGA Tour, and they play for 50 spots. So
you're playing for how high do you have to finish then in the four?
You have to finish in the top 50 of those four. On the money of those four tournaments.
Okay, so it's just money related, how much money you make there?
Yep. Okay. Exactly.
So you can have a bad week and you're still okay.
Yeah, they're not cutting down to anything like that. It's just you play the four tournaments and the top 50 money winners get their tour card for the next year.
Oh, where are you heading then next week?
Next week is in Fort Wayne. That's the first one.
Okay. So Fort Wayne, not very far from here. I imagine you'll have some fans down there.
Yeah, probably a little bit. Have some. I think some family's going to go, so that'll be nice.
Now, this has got to get real cutthroat, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess I have to look at it. I still have conditional status for next year, which it's not what I want, but that's still something. So just got to build on that for any four tournaments.
Well, what happens, Brian, maybe you don't even know, if you don't hit this top 50 on the web.com, what do you look forward to next year? Is it kind of a split?
Yeah, probably so. I'll get into some PGA Tour events, but then I'll probably play some web.com too. So it just kind of depends, I guess.
So how's your game right now going into next week? Do you feel pretty confident or rejuvenated at all with a little time off?
I do. I feel like my game's close. I felt like that all year. I just got to put together a couple good rounds and, just kind of keep the momentum going. It seems like I'll have a good stretch in a tournament and then make a dumb mistake here or there. So I just got to cut those down and just keep consistent.
What's the one area you're really looking to improve, Brian?
I think this week I'm going to really try to dial in my irons a little bit and then just work hard on my short game. So I feel like my driving and my putting are pretty good. Just got to get all areas going at the same time.
Well, you got a lot of people that follow you every week here. They're always calling this show to figure out where you're ranked and how you're doing. So you got a lot of support back here.
Well, that's very nice. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Good luck next week.
All right, thanks. Good talking
to you. Thanks, Brian. Thank you. Brian Stewart, who will be in beautiful downtown Fort Wayne next week. Those four web.com tournaments trying to get in the top 50 money-wise of those four events and retain full status. He will have at least, I guess, partial status on the PGA Tour next season.